we've been criticized because we have not always had a children's story, and that's a fair statement. I want to remind our church members, those that are here in person, those that are watching online, that if you want to tell a story, you can contact our elder Wachuku. She is coordinating that. She put up a list on the back of the church and got very little response. So for these next, I don't know, 2-3 quarters, as we kind of work our way out of this pandemic, please let her know when you'd like to do a children's story, and she'd be happy to schedule you. So many hands make light work. So the story this morning is about a little boy named Thomas. Thomas was in elementary school. And Thomas was in the band. And Thomas loved playing the trombone. And after school, Thomas would play on the playground. Then he had to run home by a certain time to get home before his dad would call to make sure they're all home safe and sound. So this day was a Friday, and Sabbath was coming. So Thomas decided to play at the playground. Then he looked down at his watch, and he realized, oh my goodness, I cannot walk home. I have to run home. So Thomas grabs his book bag, and he takes off, and he runs home. And he gets home just in time to catch the phone call from his dad. Half hour after school, he had to be home. He gets the phone call, yes, Dad, I'm home. That evening, Dad comes home, and Saturday night, his dad said, Thomas, are you going to practice your trombone tonight? Thomas looks around the house, and he says, I must have left it at school. And his dad reminded him, please bring it home every weekend so you can practice Saturday night, Sunday, or even Monday morning before you go to school. You can get some extra practice time in. So Thomas was thinking that night, he goes, man, didn't I take my trombone with me on the way home? And he remembered, oh, I played at the park until the very last moment. I had to run the mile and a half home. And he started to have that sinking feeling in his stomach. Did I leave my trombone outside at the park? So Sunday morning, boy, he didn't have a whole lot of appetite. His mom said, Thomas, are you not feeling well? No, I'm fine. He's trying to remember, did I leave it in the building? Did I take it to the park? Lunch, Thomas ate very little. His mom, Thomas, are you not feeling well? No, I'm just not hungry today. Same thing happened at supper. So Thomas goes to bed that night, and he just can't remember. Did I leave my trombone at school? Did I take it to the park? I don't know what happened to my trombone. So now Thomas is starting to sweat some bullets. He's like, oh, my goodness, did I leave it at the park? Oh, my, did it get taken? And he finally falls asleep. In the morning, he wakes up, and he gets ready. He goes to school. First period, second period, third period now. This is the period before lunch where you have music. And he goes into the music room. He doesn't see his trombone. He goes outside to the back of the school and looks at the park. He's like, trombone's not there. And he's just starting to sweat because his dad always told him, put your instrument away if you're not bringing it home. Now Thomas is starting to sweat, and he walks into the band room and he hears Thomas, and he turns around, and there is Mr. Jensen, the band teacher. So Thomas, is this your trombone? And Thomas is just, oh, the pressure that was killing him just eased away. He said, yes, it is. Where'd you find it? And he said, well, on Friday I was leaving, and I went across the street to look at the park, and I saw an instrument over there. So I went and picked it up, and it looked like one of ours, so I put it in my office over the weekend. And I'm glad I did that because it belonged to one of our students. Thomas was so happy that the trombone was not lost or stolen, but it was within the safe confines of the school. He was exuberant. If you knew that word in elementary, he'd been exuberant. So The moral of the story for the young people are here, and the young people are listening, is that we need to obey our parents. His instructions were to come home right after school, do not go to the park, do not go to someone's house, do not come right home. And if he had come right home that day, he would not have had an anguished weekend thinking of his trombone. Where is my trombone? Where's my trombone? So I tell my young people that even though we don't always want to obey, we don't always understand what our parents are telling us, it is best to obey. So be like Thomas, enjoy music, but be not like Thomas, obey your parents. Thank you.